So, fine. Short note on the parasha. There's one pasuk in the parasha that, in many ways, has divided Jewish and Christian interpretation. It's not completely distinct, but Christians have highly emphasized one parshanut to the exclusion of the other, and Jews have traditionally interpreted the other. And that is, right, when the Malachim are at Lot's, so all the people in Sodom come banging on the door and they say, right, take them out to us. What does Neida'otam mean? Let us know them. So the traditional, the approach, put it this way, the approach that Christians have taken, which is found in traditional sources, though Jewish sources, as we'll see, the emphasis is often different, is what were they saying? They want to rape them, right? They want to rape them, right? This was homosexual rape, right? What English word comes from that understanding of this pasuk?
Oh, getting to know
Sodomy. Sodomy. Why do you think Sodom, right? Why do you think homosexual activity was called sodomy? Because of this pasuk. Yes. So sod in English, Sodom is Sodom. Sodomy. That's all it is, right? Now why do they think Vneida Aotam means homosexual rape? First of all, because Lada'at often means to be sexually intimate, but also because what's Lot's counteroffer? Oh my God, you don't know. He vayomer al, don't do this terrible thing. Hinei na li shtei vanot asher lo yadu ish. I have two daughters who are virgins. Otzi na edhen alechem vasu lahen katov beinechem. And I will bring them out and you can do whatever you want to them. Right? That's why people read it. Now, many of the traditional Mefarshim do think that what's going on is sodomy, right? In the English word. So, for example, who thinks that what they are proposing is Mishkav Zachar? Rashi, Mishkav Zachar, Sher Lo Yadu Ish, Medrash Lekachtov, the Tashmish, Bikshum, right? He wanted to sleep with them. Seichel Tov, Neida'otam Bibia, right? Rashbam, Neida'otam, Mishkav Zachor, right? Ibn Ezra, first one, Kinui Shchiva, right? This is not like it doesn't appear in the classical Mefarshim. There are, however, others that think that's not what it means at all, right? So, for example, the Radak writes, "Vayikru v'neida'otam mihim ve'ech lo yaru lavol anashim nachrim." Neida'a means not the euphemistic neida'a, but we want to know who they are. Like, where did they come and why do they have the chutzpah to come to our cities? Because no one's allowed to come to our city. We don't like guests, right? Ratzalam shamu. They wanted to kill them. Similarly, in Meshachachma says, we want to just know who they are. Are they spies? Right? Like, who are they? So the Christian interpretation has taken this and run with it. And said, oh, you see that primarily, therefore, the sin of Sodom was sexual in nature. That's why the word sodomy enters the English language as it does. However, even within the Mefarshim, who think that the issue here was Mishkav Zachar, that they were trying they wanted to rape them, right? You still have to be careful because what was their crime? One way to understand it is that their crime was primarily sexual in nature, meaning, right, the issue here was that they wanted to be engaged in homosexual activity. However, that's not the traditional Jewish view, right? The traditional Jewish view, as several of Mefarshim point out, is even if they wanted to rape them, that was just a means to an end. Because what was their primary sin? What's the primary sin of Anshei Sodom? And again, what is the sin of Sodom according to Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, and the Gemara, right? It's not like this is a divergence between Pshat and, right, and Drash. According to Yeshayahu, what is the problem of Sodom? They were against, right? They didn't do tzedek u'mishpat. They didn't take care of the yatom, the almana, the orphan, right? Same in Yirmiyahu. And in the Gemara, they take it specifically. They didn't like guests, right? And tells all the stories of the things they wouldn't do for guests. That if guests would come, right? All the famous ones, they would cut, right? They would give them a tall guest, they'd give them a short bed and cut off their feet. If it was a short bed, if it was a short person, they'd give them a big bag and stretch them, right? Right, so there's the story of the salt, right, with Eshet Lot, right, that to let people know they were guests, right, she went around and said, let's have some salt so they know they're guests, right, meaning they didn't like guests, there was no justice. And what you, right, and the Ramban points this out, that even if what they were trying to do was rape them, it wasn't because they had a particular desire for this sexual act. It wasn't what was going on. That was just the most egregious way that they could make it clear that guests are not welcome here, right? Which is, oh, there are guests here, right? Let's rape them, right? Men, women doesn't really matter, right? And he says, what was the point? Kavanatam l'chalot ergel b'neihem. The point of whatever it was, whether you think this was rape or it was something else, right? The point is the same, which is to stop people from being comfortable from coming there. And how does he know? Because he quotes the Gemara. Ki chashvu shababur tovar atzam, shugan Hashem yavo lem rabim. Right? The Gemara says the problem was they hated staka because they were so rich and they didn't want anyone to come and take their money. And then he goes through, right? This is what Yechezkel says, right? That they were too wealthy, so v'yarani v'avion lo v'chzika. And when you go through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it goes through the different things that they do, besides for not taking care of the poor and hating tzedakah and making it illegal to give tzedakah. They were also involved in murder, right? I mean, the Gemara goes through a series of ben adam l'chaveiro sins they did, right? From not caring about tzedakah and justice up to and including murder. But this pasuk has really become the splitting point, which is, okay, two questions. One, technically, what did they want to do, right? Did they want to rape them? Right? Or did they just want to scare them, find out who they were, whatever it was, right? But even if you think they wanted to rape them, you have to ask, okay, but why? What is the main sin, right? Is the main sin the sexual side, or was the point they were totally anti-helping people, guests, and So according to some version, that's what they do. But homosexual rape specifically was definitely in the ancient world the most degrading thing you could possibly do. Right? Right? It just was. Right? And therefore, if you really want to make a point, right, it's not just violence. It's violence matched, joined with degradation. Right? Right? It was. I mean, it was. Right? That's what it was. The traditional Jewish view, again, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, but also the Gemara, is that even if this was, even what they were saying they wanted to do was rape them, that is a means to an end. Now, it could also be that, look, they were immoral across the board, right? And that spilled over into every area of life. But, now obviously, right, they couldn't have been, they weren't your model chaste citizens, right, by virtue of the fact that this is how they wanted to make it clear that guests weren't welcome. That's clear. So that is part of it. But the question of what is their primary sin, what identifies it, right? Much of Christian interpretation has taken this pasuk and focused on the sodomy, exactly. The sexual side, and saying not only is that what they wanted to do, but that was the sin for which they were destroyed. Right? The Jewish traditional view has either said, a minority voice, this wasn't even sexual in nature at all, which is very hard, admittedly, in the psukim, right? Because if it wasn't sexual, first of all, Ladad often is sexual, but also, why would trading in his daughters help, right, if this wasn't sexual? Because Ladad doesn't always mean that, and no, Ladad means more to be intimate, and therefore, it can mean in a positive sense, right, and it can mean it in a euphemistic positive or negative, right? Meaning, look, remember, being sexually intimate isn't a bad thing, right? It's not a bad thing, right? We also use it when someone knows his wife. That's fine, right? Meaning it's not a negative thing, it's just a euphemism, right? It's about intimacy, right? To know someone really well. So yeah, there that isn't, right? Even when we talk about God and us knowing each other, it's because there's an intimacy, right? And remember, the imagery of God marrying the Jews is constant. Therefore, sexual imagery is often used in the context of the Jews and Bnei Israel. That's not a problem, right? Sexual intimacy is not bad. It's bad when it's rape, right? Right? It's not bad objectively, right? And therefore, right, this pasuk really divides because you have much of Christian interpretation which leads to the English sodomy, where the sin was the sexual side. Rather than the Jewish view, it was either in the extreme, that's not what's going on at all, or the primary view, as the Ramban notes, which is maybe that is what they wanted to do, right? But that's not the main point. Meaning, yes, they were clearly not exactly the most puritanical of people. That's obviously the case, right? But based on Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, the Gemaras that say the problem was they didn't care about staka and they kept out guests and they made it clear that guests weren't there, right? And they were murderers and all of that. Right? This was just, look, yes. They clearly were not. Look, the story that it gets compared to is Pilegesh Begiva, right? Where at the end of Shoftim, you have the Levi who comes with his Pilegesh, right, with his concubine, and no one will let them in at night. And finally, he gets to one place, right, that lets him in at night, but they throw the Pilegesh outside, she's gang raped to death, right? Where in that story, it's clear that both things are going on, right? The primary issue, the framing of the story, is that no Jew will let them in to sleep at night, right? And the way they show that they're not really welcome is by gang raping the concubine, right? But again, it's not about homosexual or heterosexual activity. It's not even really about the sex at all, right? The whole framing of the story is that there was nowhere, no one was hospitable to them, right? And the way they show they're in, right, how inhospitable they were was that they gang raped this woman to death, right? Again, is the sexual component part of the story? Yes, but it's manifest as a combination of sexual depravity and extreme anti-guest sentiment. And in general, like I said, the traditional Jewish view, unlike much of Christian view, is that even if this is what they were threatening was rape, right? That was just the means they were using to degrade these guests and make sure no one ever wanted to come there. Right? Again, you could ask, why don't they just beat them up? Because presumably this is even more degrading, or because, look, once you want to torture the guests, so maybe, right, you can mix them and say, well, if you're also sexually depraved, right, so you might as well rape them and get some enjoyment out of driving your guests away, right? Meaning, obviously, there can be a combination there, but which is primary. And again, what you get consistently is that the Christian interpretation that has led to the English word sodomy focused on one side, where the traditional Jewish view tends to focus on the other side, right? Okay, so that's just a very, very detailed. Again, it comes down to how do you understand one pasuk, but it really does shape what you think the sin is, how you remember the story, and the like. You're like, what, Ezra? You have something to add? Okay.